The federal government, for the first time, is setting standards for the number of hours of care each patient must receive in a nursing home that takes federal funding, like Medicare. At a gathering with nursing home and home health care workers in Wisconsin, Vice President Kamala Harris announces
national minimum staffing standards for federally funded nursing homes.
The current law only requires nursing homes have sufficient staffing, leaving it up to the states. But now federal rules say they must have the equivalent of 3.48 hours per resident per day, and a registered nurse must be accessible. Vice President Harris on conditions for patients at understaffed facilities.
There may be no one available to help them out of bed. It means there may be no one available when they fall.
The administration's also requiring home health care agencies pay workers 80% of what they collect from Medicare. Advocates for the elderly have been seeking new standards, but the nursing home industry is sure to push back. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Apartment people, my name is Dave, and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin, it's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage, River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.